In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Hey, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. This broadcast is for you. The Lord told me it's for that one person. I preach to the one person, and you may be that one person today. But that one person is so vast that they need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I need to hear it. I need to preach it. I need to live it. Today we're looking at the resurrection narratives from St. John. We're starting with the 11th verse, chapter 20. But Mary, that's the Magdalene, stood outside at the sepulcher weeping. And she wept and stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. He has been raised. She sees two angels. I'm telling you, love beckons Jesus. This woman was a woman that was perfectly possessed, and she became healthy in mind and body, and she gave her whole life to Jesus. Now she's weeping. They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they've placed him. Oh, but I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is drawn to people through love, the love that we have for him. And they said unto her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him." And when she had said this, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and did not know that it was Jesus. Why? He's in a resurrected body. And so Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Oh, that's a question that's as real today as it was on the first day of the resurrection. Whom do you seek? What are you seeking? What are you seeking today? Everything is tinsel as compared to Jesus Christ. Everything is tinsel as compared to Jesus Christ. I once wrote to somebody, a young priest who had a good job in the diocese, and I had said to him, "You know, I've heard that God has used you in so many ways. Do not get wrapped up in tinsel. You love Jesus. Let Jesus lead you where you are. Don't be wrapped up in tinsel." I tell you, things that shine. It's so easy to get our eyes off of Jesus and onto things that shine, that look good. You know, "I was here and I was there." No, it's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" She thought he was the gardener and said unto him, "Sir, if you have taken him away from here, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." She thinks he's dead. And Jesus said unto her, "Mary." And she turned herself and said unto him, "Rabboni," which means teacher, master. I'm telling you, he called her by name. Jesus said, "My sheep know their name. My sheep know my name. I know the sheep that know my name. They know me." I called her Mary. She knew it was Jesus because Jesus said, "My sheep know me, and I lead them out into green pastures." She was one of the sheep of Jesus. She knew his voice. Do you know the voice of Jesus today? Today I told the Lord, "I love you so much, Jesus, that I heard these voices that said, 'No, you don't.'" And I said, "You know what? These are not from God. I love you, Jesus, and if I don't love you, I want to love you more. I want to love you more. And I'm telling you, Jesus is seeking those people who will love him and who will give their lives to him and who will do what he wants them to do. Oh, yes. This woman was shown mercy because she was perfectly possessed, and she never ever left Jesus in her heart. She knew that all that she had was from him, that all that she was from him. She knew that. Whom do you seek today? I seek Jesus Christ. I seek Jesus of Nazareth. I seek the risen Lord. And she said, Master, Rabboni. And Jesus said unto her, Do not touch me. Why? For I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go unto my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. She is the apostle to the apostles. And I'm telling you one thing, in the time of Jesus, a woman's in the court wasn't accepted. She was property. So Jesus says to the woman, go tell my friends that I go to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Go tell the apostles. She is the apostle to the apostles. And she says, I have seen the Lord, and he has spoken these things unto me. Then the same day of that evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, why are they shut? For fear of the Jewish people, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be with you. Why does he say peace? Because they're all riled up. Oh yes, peace be with you. Today, Jesus says to you, Peace be with you. He says to me, Peace be with you. Peace. I do not want you to be agitated. I want you to know that I love you. Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And then Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. It's time for peace. Peace be with you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. How wonderful. Receive the Holy Spirit. Why? Whosoever sins you forgives shall be forgiven, and whomsoever sins you do not forgive shall not be forgiven, and whoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. You know, I get very upset when people call him Thomas the Doubter. You might say, why? Because your name is Thomas? No. Because he died a martyr in India. So just because he doubted once, the rest of his life was faithful that he went to India and spoke the word of God. And I understand his body is not has not corroded. He is in Goa in India. Yes, the Apostle Thomas brought the gospel to India. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've had priests here from India who are receptors of the gospel from Thomas. Yes, Thomas the Apostle. Don't call him a doubter anymore. Call him a martyr. Call him an apostle. Call him one who did what Jesus wanted him to do, one who really gave his life to Jesus. Have you ever doubted? Does Jesus call you the doubter? No, he called you the believer that have clung on to Jesus' hands. And Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my fingers into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now let's go back again. And after 8 days, again his disciples were with him, and Thomas was with them, and Jesus came, the doors still being shut. They're scared of the Jews. They're scared of what happened to Jesus, what happened to them. The doors are shut. When do the doors go open? Oh, on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God was released in them, because they had the Spirit. He breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, how many of us have the Spirit of God? But does the Spirit of God have us? That's a big question. I have the Spirit, but does the Spirit have me? You have the Holy Spirit, but does the Spirit have you? So Thomas was with them, and then came Jesus, and the doors being shut and locked, he stood in the midst and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach here your finger, and behold my hands, and reach here your hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. Okay, let's go back to Mary Magdalene. Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father. Now, Thomas, touch me. Why? Because he ascended to the Father, but he wanted to make a visit first to Mary Magdalene, because love beckoned Jesus Christ to Mary Magdalene. This is real stuff. This is real stuff. God is always pleased when people are in love with Jesus. God is always pleased when people are in love with the Son of the Father. Oh yes, there was mercy that was being bestowed upon the apostles to give mercy to people through the forgiveness of sins. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the Divine Mercy. That feast that Jesus gave a little sister, Faustina Kowalska, in Poland while she was baking bread. She had visions of Jesus Christ, and she was known to Jesus by her love for Jesus. And he told her that she would become the apostle of mercy to the world. Now, how could that happen to a nun that was baking bread for the community? How could that happen? Well, when Jesus says something, he does what he says. So what happened? We had a pope called John Paul II who was very, very taken by the ministry and the words of Faustina, and he calls her the apostle to the world. He canonizes her in the year 2000, and now the feast after the Feast of Easter is the Feast of Mercy, Divine Mercy Sunday. But that mercy is extended to you today. Yes, I'm talking to you. You might say, I don't deserve it. That's right. You don't deserve it. I don't either. But it's given to you. That mercy that speaks louder than your sins. That mercy that drowns you in the love of God. That mercy that forgives you. Oh yes, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Yesterday, people went to confession on Divine Mercy Sunday. We only had about 8 to 10, but 8 to 10 came and they went to confession. That wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? Other people have done it in their own parishes, and I'm sure we used to have lots of people, but now other parishes do the same. They have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament and confessions. Jesus said, I want to give my mercy to people. I want my mercy to be extended to the greatest sinner. The greatest sinner is deserving of my mercy. I want to inundate the greatest sinner with mercy, that they would know that I am in love with them. Mercy, not judgment. Mercy. I once was driving the car, and I was going a little fast, and the policeman stopped me, and I prayed, God, give me mercy, don't give me judgment. And so the policeman just came and said, slow down. And that's all. I got mercy. I got mercy that day, not judgment. I could have deserved judgment, but the Lord gave me mercy. You deserve judgment. I deserve judgment. But the Lord says, no, mercy is what I want to give them. Mercy is what I want to give them. I want to forgive their sins. I want to free them up. I want to cast out evil from their hearts. I want to let them know that I love them. I want to say the words that I said to the apostles, peace be with you. Oh, yes. Peace be with you. Say, I have no peace. Well, go to Jesus. He is the author of peace. Peace be with you. And he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Thomas, reach here with your finger and behold my hands, and reach your hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto Jesus, my Lord and my God. Here we have it. Not only my Lord, but my Lord and my God. Jesus is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. Jesus is God, the Son of God, the eternally begotten of the Father. Jesus is Lord, and he is in love with you today. He has plans for you today, and you need just to call upon his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I got a call today from a friend of mine named Tom, and he's got the flu, and his blood pressure is very low, very low. So we pray for Tom today. We pray for Tom today that his blood pressure would be raised and that the flu would die within him by the power of the cross and resurrection. Yes, Thomas answered and said unto Jesus, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, I have not seen Jesus. Only once did I see him crucified. I saw him in vision only once. But I'm telling you, after you've seen him in vision once, you have to keep on believing, even though you don't see him. I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the Son of the Eternal Father. And many other signs Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these things have been written that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. That's why we ask people to read the chapter, John's Gospel first. Why? Because these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Not only life, but peace. Not only life, but peace and mercy. Mercy is being extended to you today through the very cross and resurrection of Jesus. Mercy is being extended to you, but do you receive it? Do you receive that mercy that Jesus bought for you on the cross? The beautiful words that Faustina heard the Lord say under the image of Jesus, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Trust in Jesus. Do not trust in your circumstances. Your circumstances would be like the waves that come over a boat. today, trust in Jesus. Trust in His Word that He is in love with you and He has everything in store for you and that He's not going to hurt you. He wants to forgive you. He wants you to hear the words that He said to the apostles, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Yes, He sends us to not only have mercy, but to give mercy to people. Who are you not forgiving today? Please, please, have mercy on that person by forgiveness. Have mercy on that person by forgiveness. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Mercy. Extend mercy to those people who don't deserve it. You want to know why? Because I did not deserve the mercy of God. But yet He gave it to me. He gave it to me. Why? Out of His love, out of His compassion, out of His mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Say it. Jesus, I trust in you. And if you can't trust in Him, say, "Jesus, I want to trust in you. I want to trust in you. Jesus, I want to trust in you. You are the Lord of mercy. Fill me with mercy, Jesus. Fill me with your presence, Jesus. Speak those words to me that you spoke to the apostles twice. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." He sends us to go out and to witness to the Jesus who is the one who died on the cross out of love for us and who rose from the dead. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the eternal priest. Jesus, the shepherd. Oh, yes. Mercy is being extended to you today. How are you going to deal with it? Are you going to let it flow over your head? Are you going to let it touch your heart? Touch my heart with your mercy, Jesus. Touch my heart with your mercy, Jesus. Touch my heart with your mercy, Jesus. I need you to touch my heart with your mercy. And I need to forgive those who have hurt me. I need to forgive those who have hurt me. I need to extend mercy to those who have been miserable to me. They don't deserve it, but I didn't deserve your mercy either. Give me the grace to be merciful to people. But first, let me experience your mercy. I tell you the story of a young boy several years ago. His name is Tadas. And he was looking on the internet and found the divine mercy. And the people wrote on the internet, "If you pray this prayer with faith, God will change your life." And you know what? He prayed the chaplet of mercy. Well, it goes, "For the sake of His sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world." He prayed the chaplet of mercy, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now he's left the church, and he goes to another church. That's kind of sad, because his conversion came through the mercy of Jesus, as shown Faustina Kowalska, Saint Faustina. And you know, he'll come back. He'll come back. I don't know when, but he'll come back. He'll come back. How do I know? Because his initial conversion had to do with the mercy of Jesus Christ, as was written by Faustina Kowalska, Saint Faustina. So we pray today for the mercy of God to touch Tadas. We pray today for the mercy of God to touch you. We pray today that the mercy of God would touch me. Remember that love beckons Jesus. It is not your money. It is not your power. It is love that beckons Jesus. He showed himself first to Mary Magdalene because her love for him beckoned him to her. And you know, he made a special trip because he was off to go to the Father again. Because Thomas, he says, "Touch me." So he had gone to the Father, but he made a special trip to Mary because her love beckoned him. I believe that. I know that to be true, and I believe it, and I pray that you believe it too. These things have been written that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. And what's his name? Jesus, the Son of the Eternal Father. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Receive the mercy of God. Receive the presence of the Holy Spirit. Receive the love of the Father. Receive today, because Jesus pours out his mercy on you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.